So our first speaker tonight, many of you may know Walter Riddy, was born and raised on the island of Molokai. And for those of you who don't know him, in 1975, Walter came together with a group of young men from Molokai, George Helm, Emma Luli, Charlie Maxwell, and they joined together and decided to take back the island of Kaulawe from the military. The military, as you know, had been using it as a bombing range, and they were very successful. And so that started Walter out on a path of activism. And since that time, Walter has really been a tireless champion for Hawaiian rights, the rights of communities, the rights of the water, the rights of the land, and not only on Molokai, but really all across the state of Hawaii. Walter is an educator. He's an avid fisherman, hunter, and planter since he was a child. And for the last 7 years or so, he has tirelessly campaigned across the state for the protection and preservation of Haloa Kekalo, the Hawaiian taro. I feel very blessed to be standing behind Haloa tonight. Stopping big cruise ships from docking at Molokai, or saving the lovely lands of La'au, and speaking out about the idea of no ownership of life has really occupied Walter's time over the years. So tonight I want to tell a Walter Riddy story. Okay, everybody got to tell Walter Riddy's story this week but me. So okay, so this is my Walter Riddy story. So one Friday, I was in my office, and I got a phone call from the science editor of the Honolulu Advertiser. And he said, have you seen the agenda of the Department of Agriculture at their meeting next Tuesday? And I said, no, I don't look at their agenda. And he said, oh, you should go online and look at it, like right now. So I looked at it, and they were going to be discussing the trial of genetically engineered pharmaceuticals that were going to be engineered into algae, seven different medicines. There was AIDS vaccines, hepatitis C vaccines, and these were going to be engineered into our most common water and soil alga in the state of Hawaii, Clementimonas reinhardii. And so they were going to be grown out in kind of big plastic bags on the oceanfront at Mira Pharmaceuticals in Kona. And so at the Tuesday meeting of the Department of Agriculture, they were going to okay this field trial. But it hadn't gone through USDA or APHIS or anything. It was just kind of put through. And so he suggested, you know, I should come over and say something about this. So that morning, all my colleagues that I work with had left and gone to Europe. And there was no one around. And so I spent the weekend trying to call out to Kahea, out into the state, people who might be able to come over to make testimony on that Tuesday. So as it happened, Sarah Sullivan and I went over there that morning. We flew over and we came into the room and sat down and were waiting for the nine members of the Department of Agriculture board to sit down. And there was no one there except all the scientists from all these companies that had genetically engineered these algae. And it was kind of a scary moment, because the room was filled with people that were going to testify for this experiment, and I could only see two of us in the room that were going to testify against the experiment. And so the meeting started, and everyone was getting up to say all the wonderful things that would happen, because you could make pharmaceuticals so cheaply by doing this, and, you know, whatever. And so as I was just thinking that all was lost here, the doors open, and two young men step inside, Hanahana, and Kalaniʻuʻa, Walter's two sons, and they like this. And they have on bright yellow t-shirts, and on the front of it, it says, Hawaiian Security Force. I could see some of the members of the Board of and then Walter walks in between them. My hopes were lifted. They go to the back table and they sign in. Some of the local guys on the Board of Agriculture were kind of shaking at that time. I'm thinking, oh, this is good. Okay. So they all, when it's time for them to give their testimony, they come up to the table, all three of them together. I've never really seen this happen at the Department of Agriculture. I mean, usually it's one person at a time that comes to testify. So they all come and sit down, and then they just go right down the row, and they all give their monologue about why this is a really bad idea to grow pharmaceuticals in the most common alga. You know, I mean, this could, if one drop got out onto out of the bag, it could actually solarize up into the air. It could mix with other water in the area. It could just freely exchange its genes. It could go up and move in a cloud and rain down on something. Of course, we didn't know that at the time, but we learned all this later. So this actually was quite serious. So as the boys were speaking and Walter was speaking, all of a sudden the board started getting very agitated. And when he was finished, some of the local guys that were on the board started questioning the other guys that, you know, this probably isn't a very good idea. They got into an argument, and it started to get really heated. And Sandra Kunimoto, who was the chair at the time, was pounding her gavel on the table and telling everyone to stop, you know, to just calm down. And so that day, that field trial was stopped. So, mahalo, Walter, to you and your ohana, because many, many times you have come to the aid of all of us, and really, your dedication to this has really helped to change the course of history. So please, a warm welcome for Walter Biddy from Moloka.
Put this one on too, is that okay? I'm just going to stick it in your pocket. Aloha Kauai. I want you to know that this island is very famous on the island of Molokai. We all know that Kauai was never conquered by Kamehameha. And we know that it was because of Kauai that these cruise ships are not going island to island. We have a lot in common between Kauai and Molokai, and I'm really, really glad to be here. And I have to admit that I came here, well, I didn't come here to do it, but I stole one of the most precious things that came from this island of Kauai. And her name is Loretta Pereira. From Kalaheo. You know, it's been, this week has been like, oh, you know, sometimes your weeks go like this, and then sometimes it goes like this. This week it has just been going like this. And tonight it's like, wow, I couldn't believe my eyes when I came in here. You know, I had to ask myself, wow, what's happening on Kauai? You know, we don't have a room. you know, on Molokai, it's just like this section would fit in our biggest room. And this is like, wow, you know. And this has been happening all week. Beyond expectation, what has been happening. So the first thing I'd like to do is kind of like say mahalo, yeah? You always need to kind of step back and say mahalo. And I want to look at that lady over there and give her a really big look, you know, of aloha and aloha to her for coming all this way, going through snowstorms and everything else, and coming to Hawaii to share her mana'o. And this guy right here. He's the guy that taught us the intricacies of this GMO stuff, along with Bill Fries over there. Bill, aloha, Bill. We didn't know anything about GMOs. Nothing. If any of you try to sneak onto the island of Molokai, good luck, okay? Because you cannot come in our airport without everybody on the island knowing who came on our island. The only corporation that was successful in sneaking onto our island of Molokai was Monsanto. Monsanto. That tells you that these guys are sneaky experts. Sneaky, sneaky. Because they were there a good 4 to 5 years before we even know or knew that they were there. I mean, it was like, wow. They're scary. So the first thing we did was to find out, well, who are these guys? And then we went onto this magic thing called computer and this thing called Google. Wow. You should try that and Google these guys, Monsanto. You're going to blow your mind. These guys are bad guys. We had bad guys on our farmlands. Bad guys. The trail that they left behind, of all the places that they've been, we were really, really scared about what was going to happen to our island. So what is happening to Molokai is happening to Kauai, big time. I came early. We took the early flight, got up about 4 o'clock this morning so that we could get all our family together and come to Kauai because we needed to go and look what was happening to you to see if it was the same thing happening here as it was happening on Molokai. And sure enough, we went down to Hanapepe. And the first place we stopped was at the salt pond. And we looked at the salt pond. And if you look from the ocean and you look above the salt ponds, you're going to see the fields that they're growing up there, all of the GMO fields. And any fool knows what happens to farmers up in the fields, especially when they leave the lands bare, which is what they're doing on Molokai also, that everything goes downhill. People there were telling us stories about great die-offs of our sea urchins in that area out in the ocean. And we talked to some of the people that were living there. On the island of Molokai, we are fiercely protective of our natural resources, because that is the way that we survive on the island of Molokai. We know that we have two ways of surviving. We have two economies on our island. One is a cash economy, and the other is a subsistence economy. And we need both of them to survive. Most of the islands have lost one of their economies, and they have been left with just a cash economy. So we fiercely protect the environment because that's how we feed our family. 33% of everything that we eat comes from our natural resources on Molokai. The skills that allow us to harvest these resources and feed our families are traditional skills. Monsanto and these chemical companies are the most destructive thing that is happening on all of our islands today. It is the number one problem that we have as people who are trying to survive in Hawaii today. It is the worst problem that we have right now. Hawaiians kept asking me, why are you getting involved in GMOs? You know, we have sovereignty to take care of. We have our rights to protect. We have to enhance these things. Why are you wasting your time on GMOs? If we are not going to learn how to feed ourselves, we can never, ever be independent, self-sufficient, and sovereign. Never. Never. I got involved in politics this year, big time, because I was at the legislature last year, and two things happened to me. One, we went there to say to them, we wanted to have a hearing to let you know of the impacts of GMOs on our children. We wanted to let you know of the impacts of GMO on our lands and on our reefs and on our water and of our air and even into the forests. And this is what happened. They put the couple sticks up. They wouldn't even allow us to have a hearing. We couldn't even say one single word to this body that we elected. The state capitol shut their doors on us. And that was a horrible, horrible feeling. We tried to talk as loud as we could. We were yelling from the rotunda. Uncle Jerry was there. We were trying to tell our story, even though they shut all the doors on us. We were yelling, Calvin, say, we were yelling everybody's names, you know, hear our bill, and nothing worked. We couldn't get anywhere. So I hung around, and what I saw was a war on our environment. These elected officials have joined the corporations and they have declared war on our environment. And this island has the most to lose because this is the most beautiful island in all of these islands that we have in Hawaii. The most beautiful. You have the most to protect. On Molokai, we fight over water every day. Water is so precious because it's so limited. I was sitting in Hanapepe down by the salt ponds and looking at all the mountains, and I just couldn't believe the view I was looking at. So if these people are declaring war on us, we need to react. What you have done here tonight is the reverberations of this room being filled like this. It's gonna go out there, and it's gonna impact all kinds of things, including politics. And it's like if we just come here and we enjoy the evening. I'm enjoying you guys, and I hope you guys are enjoying all of the knowledge that you're going to get tonight. And you go home, and you get to a super high, and you're all excited and everything, and then you forget everything. Hawaiians call that poho. It's my job tonight to try and instill upon you that no matter how many times you actually come together and listen to each other talk is not just going to solve our problems. We need to try and get you to really participate, to react, and to understand that politics has joined the corporations and declared war on our environment. And if we don't do anything, we're going to lose because the environment is had become so profitable, and they have used so much of it already that they're going to do anything to take the rest of it. We need all of you to participate in government. We need for you to follow the lead. You know, this island, Hawaii Seeds. Have anybody in here heard of Hawaii Seeds? Hawaii Seeds. Hawaii Seeds, the leadership in Hawaii Seeds has been coming out of the island of Kauai. It's because of them that this room is full. Hawaii Seeds, their leadership. It's these women, you know, it's these women that have all this energy and commitment and they just go. Oh, they're burning all my ball bearings. I cannot keep up with these women. You know, it's like, the leadership right now, I'm going to tell you guys, the leadership right now coming from Kauai is ahead of any other island, any other leadership that is going on. No other island has been able to fill rooms like this. No other island has been able to get. The other day we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people marching down Barataria Street. They had to close off a whole lane in order for the people to march down Barataria. They marched for at least 3 miles in the hot sun, yelling and letting it out all the way down. They organized that. We filled the rotunda. In that rotunda, it was unions. We had local 5 unions in there. We had guys who was occupying Thomas Square. They were in there. We had children. We had people pounding taro. The leadership was coming from this island, from your island. You know, it, Hawaii Seeds. You guys are in the lead, just like you were with the super fairies. Everybody's watching you guys one more time. Follow that lead. Keep your eye. When you see Hawaii Seeds, follow that lead. Okay, because we are going to pass a labeling bill in the state of Hawaii this year. And the leadership is going to come from this island. The other big issue that we presented that day was called the PLDC. Who knows what the PLDC is? Oh, Gary Hoosier, you got some backers, Gary Hoosier. He's going to take the lead. He has the knowledge of the inside information on how all of this came together. He's going to take the statewide lead on this. We need to back him up and follow him on that issue. 2 of the major issues coming out of Hawaii today is coming from this island, the island of Kauai, right now. So you guys, coming into this room, you are going to get information that most people will not have. It's going to be your job to take that information and spread that information. It's going to be your job to make sure you influence that state capital. You have to influence that state capital because things have happened there. The leadership has changed. The House leadership has flipped. That's right. The House leadership has flipped. The House leadership has flipped. That House leadership has been the roadblock. That's why they put the blocks up and we couldn't even get a hearing. It was because of that. And it's gone. So the doors are open for us to come in. I wanted to talk just about, you know, this group over here, you guys are the foundation for Kauai right now. You got all the information, you got the energy, you got the unity right now, you know who to look for, you know what to watch for so that people can tell you when you're going to act, because if we act all over the place, it's not going to work. You need to go in unison, in unison. I'd like to add, you know, another layer, another foundation layer, and that is the Hawaiian foundation. When we did our march yesterday, it was really, really important to lay that foundation down so that when we came to our politicians, we were on solid ground. And that foundation was the Hawaiian foundation. That is a very, very important foundation. We were celebrating the 120th year of the overthrow of this kingdom. And that overthrow needs to become pono. It needs to be corrected. Once that is corrected, that's going to be a foundation that all of us is going to build on, and we are going to make a better Hawaii. So support that foundation. Support that foundation. You know, there's a really great suspect and maybe even fear about that foundation, that if that foundation is successful, if we correct the wrongs that were done, and if we make everything pono and legal again, that how it should be in Hawaii, that the changes are going to be negative. That is a false view that has been perpetuated in order to keep us where we are today. That is a false view. I'd like to give just a small little story to emphasize that point. When we first started out as young Hawaiians, you know, we wanted to go hunting, we wanted to go fishing. They put up gates and they put up fences that we couldn't go here and we couldn't go there on Molokai. They cut off our access. So without access, we couldn't feed our families. So we had no public rights to go anywhere. So we depended on our Hawaiian rights. As Hawaiians have different rights than the general public. There's different rights. And those rights were handed down from generation after generation after. They were never extinguished. So we used the most powerful rules and rights that we could find in order to gain that access. And people were looking at us going, what do you mean you guys got Hawaiian rights? You ain't got no Hawaiian rights. You know, and we used it so successfully that we gained access to the places that the ranch was blocking and locking all of those years. Now here's the kauna, here's the deep part of the story. The people that were criticizing us were many of the plantation leaders. And they were good people. You know, they were like Boy Scout leaders and community people, and they didn't understand what we were doing. So after we were successful, my heart was really warm, because when Elmer Cavalio, who was the mayor at that time, came to Molokai to open the gates and make a big political deal out of all of it, people lined up. All the cars were lined up because they were going to open the gates in order to go down. And the first car that was lying up at the gate early in the morning was this one Cub Scout master, and his truck was all full of his scouts. And it was a guy that was yelling at us the most about the dangers of Hawaiians having Hawaiian rights. And he and his scouts were the first people to benefit from the use of our rights. And that's the story, I think, that overall story that negates this whole picture. And it's the reality of, if you build your foundation of how we're going to protect our environment on the most powerful laws that we have in the state, then those are the things that we got to do and support the Hawaiian laws and build that Hawaiian foundation, so that all of us who care about this place, all of us who live in the beautiful island of Kauai, all of us who are environmentalists, all of us who love the environment who has aloha aina. We are going to be successful if we all join together and rise together in unity. And that has been our story that we were telling at the Capitol. And this is a story that I want to tell you here tonight, that the Hawaiians rising up is not just going to be the Hawaiians rising up. It's going to be all of us rising up together, because we all have that same aloha aina and love for our environment, for our future generations. So, I just want to end by having a really good look at everybody out there. And let all of your mana flow into me. And it's a really, 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 you guys should be standing up here and looking. It's just such a great feeling to see all of you here today. I mean, tonight. And I know, because all of you have the same mana'o that is in my punavai, in my na'au, that we all are here because we love our environment, we love our island, and we are going to protect it come hell or high water. Yeah.